Boys and girls, I want to leave some words with you this morning that were written by a man called Paul, and he wrote them to some Christians who were living in a place called Ephesus. And here's what he said: be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. I wonder, is there a boy or a girl here this morning who has never made a mistake? Boy or girl who's never said anything wrong? A boy or girl who's always answered mom in the right way and has always done what they should have done? They've never got it wrong, and they've always got it right. I think that the boys and girls in Lisburn are no different than the boys and girls that live in Portadown. You ever find yourself in a situation and you were going to say something, and then for some reason you didn't? And as you listen to the conversation, you say to yourself, oh, I'm so glad that I didn't say what I thought I should say. This man had a little shop in a little village or a little town in America. It was a very busy shop. And he had two boys. They were twin boys. And they were identical. Imagine a brother looking just like you. Wouldn't that be desperate? But these boys, they were identical. And they really got on so well. They really loved each other. And, you know, they wore the same style of clothing. You couldn't have told one from the other. And everybody got their names mixed up, because when one was calling one name, they thought that they were calling the other name, and they got the names all mixed up. They got on so well. One day, Dad died, went to heaven. And the boys were at an age where they had to look after the shop. They really were so fond of each other that they had no time for anything else, just the business and just getting along together, never married. And one day they were busy in the shop, and one of the brothers was so busy that he neglected to ring up a sale on the cash register, and absentmindedly he left a dollar bill on top of the cash register. He went to the store to serve another customer, and then remembering that the dollar bill was at the top of the cash register, he turned to put it into the register, only to find that the bill was gone. He asked his brother if he had seen it. But the brother said that he hadn't seen it. And then an hour later, he asked his brother the same question. But the brother detected a sound of suspicion in his brother's voice. And he said to him, no, I didn't see it. And then sometime later, he said, did you see that dollar bill? And the brother got very annoyed. And he became very angry and defensive. And every time they tried to discuss the matter, the conflict grew worse. And it resulted in them saying things to each other that they shouldn't have said. And they fell out. And the incredible outcome was that the partnership that they had enjoyed had been broken. And they built a barrier between themselves. They installed a partition down the middle of the store. And instead of one business in the town, there were two businesses. And they started to compete with one another. Didn't speak to each other. Didn't bother with each other for years. And one day, a car pulled up outside the store. And a man got out of the store and came in. He entered the brother's shop and he asked how long the store had been there. Well, he said, I've been here for 20 years. Well, he said, you must have been here the last time I was in this town. Well, I said, what do you mean? Well, he said, I drew up outside the store. I wasn't in the car. I just jumped off a wagon. I got a lift. I hadn't eaten for 3 days. And as I was walking down the alleyway, I looked out into your store. I saw a dollar bill sitting on top of the cash register. I was hungry. And I knew I shouldn't have done what I did, because I was brought up in a good home. I was taught the importance of being honest, but I was so hungry. And I went in and I saw the dollar bill and I took the dollar bill. And I felt awful for all these years. I've become a Christian and I want to put things right. And I've come back to tell you what happened. And to his amazement, the tears were running down the man's cheeks. He says, "Could you wait for a moment?" He said, "Better still, could you go next door and tell that same story?" And so he did. And that day, two brothers who were divided for so many years were brought together. One thought the wrong thing about the other. And they both got it wrong. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us that we should be swift to hear and slow to speak. Sometimes we haven't got all the facts. Sometimes we don't always get it right. And so that's why the Bible says this morning, we should be kind. We should be compassionate. We should forgive one another. Because that's what God has done for us. In the Lord Jesus Christ, he provided for us someone whom we didn't deserve. And because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he withheld from us something that we did deserve. Here's what the Bible says. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And oh, boys and girls this morning, let's learn the lesson that this story tells us this morning. And let's be careful what we think, and be careful what we say, and be careful what we do. May the Lord bless his word to your hearts and to all our hearts today for his name's sake.